Peter, just as we're tying up, we've had the fourth quarter results for Lioners from 2023. What do you make of them? And briefly, what does this tell us about the bottom line of Carriers for the rest of 2024 as we look forward?
It gives us insights into their level of costs, which comes out of the COVID years, much elevated from where we saw them enter the COVID years. So seeing more or less loss-making numbers from the carriers in the fourth quarter, of course, this is a brace for them to see the Red Sea disruptions bringing more money into their sunken chests. But then again, it is a time running out for them also with this brief lift of rates and come in later 2024, but also 2025, if we do not get a massive disruption on top of another massive disruption, then we will see rates again trend down to the critical break-even levels and probably also below that. So I think it's fair to say, as was also concluded when the releases went out, that now it's super tricky really to budget when you go out, whether you are a liner CFO or if you are a shipper CFO. Where should I set my bar for costs spent on logistics in 2024? Well, you never have a dull day in shipping, right? But I think the tide is turning now for the carriers. The massive inflow of cash is fading, and we will later this year presumably see another, say, negative EBIT margin being published from many of the carriers.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.